Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
All right, welcome to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. This is where I share a quick tip with you each week that's related to Facebook ads or online marketing or just general growing your business tips. And today's quick tip is about when you get to the end of your workday, how do you determine whether it was a quote unquote successful workday? For a long time in my business, once I hit the evening time, I'd often question whether what I did that day was quote unquote enough. And it was a big time struggle for me for a long time. I've always felt like I quote unquote should have done more. And as I talked to more and more of fellow business owners, this seemed to be a common struggle. So today I thought I'd share with you what I've done to overcome this. And I also asked this same question to the mastermind group that I'm a part of. And I thought I'd anonymously share their responses with you here today. Now, before we jump into that, I want to let you know that my FB Ad Manager training program opens up for enrollment this coming Monday, which is August 6th, and it's going to be open for a few days. So if you're looking to grow a Facebook ads business, managing Facebook ads for other people, so that you can create something that has unlimited revenue potential, gives you the freedom to work when and from where you want while helping people grow their business and thus live better lives, then my FB Ad Manager program is for you.
So after getting Rick's help, I actually was able to grow my business really fast. Once I gained clarity through some of his help, what ended up happening was I went from just a couple clients and almost no revenue to about 22 clients and about $30,000 a month just doing Facebook ads for my niche clients. And I was able to do that within about four to five months.
Since joining FB Ad Manager about 18 months ago, I've been able to turn my struggling little side hustle into a thriving full-time business. I quit my job at the end of 2017, and I've been working full-time in this Facebook ads agency that I'm creating since then, and it has been growing consistently every month. I've now replaced my six-figure income, but the best part is I get to work flexibly and be available for my kids when they need me most.
If I had to give one piece of advice to someone who's first starting out or somebody who's in an ads business or wanting to do an ads manager business and they're struggling, I think following a proven system or a proven plan is the best thing they can do. And I think that's where Rick working with you, consuming as much of your content as they can, is going to be their best strategy, truly.
Again, enrollment's only open for a few days. So to learn more and enroll, go to thefbadmanager.com/learn. Again, that's thefbadmanager.com/learn. All right, let's jump into today's tip.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the Art of Pay Traffic. Here's Rick.
What's up, my friends? Welcome to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. As I mentioned at the top of the show, today's tip is all about when you get to the end of your workday, how do you determine whether it was a successful workday or not? And as I mentioned in the intro there, for a long time in my business, once I hit the evening time, I'd often question whether what I did that day was enough. And I'm using quotes around enough. It was a big time struggle for me, and you know, I always felt like I should have done more. And as I talked to more and more of my fellow business owners around this struggle and challenge, this seemed to be pretty common among my friends. So today I'm going to be sharing with you what I've done to overcome this. And I also asked the same question to the mastermind that I'm a part of. And I thought I'd anonymously share their responses with you because they were really, really good. And so here's what I've done to overcome this struggle. So my number one value is caring, love, and service. And I've talked about that in episode number 200 here on the show. And that shows up for me in teaching, connecting, and helping. So I look at the end of the day, did I do things that day to reflect this? Okay, so that's the first thing that I'm looking for. Did I do things where I'm teaching, where I'm connecting with all of you, and I'm helping all of you grow your business? Okay, so that aligns with my number one value of caring, love, and service. So did I do things that day to reflect this? I'm going to kind of give you an idea of how I track this here in just a second. The second thing is each quarter, my team and I set 2 to 3 big projects that we're going to be working on for that quarter. And we then break those projects down into priorities of what needs to get done. And so I look at, did I make progress on what I'm responsible for in those projects? And so again, I'll share with you how I'm tracking my priorities here in just a second. Another thing that I did was I came up with a measurable number of how many people that I want to serve during the year, how many people that I want to impact during the year. Now, we hear a lot of people out there saying they want to help, you know, all these number of people. That's their big goal. That's all cool. You know, that's the big vision for their business. That's not something that I, you know, sort of talk about publicly. That's just an internal metric and goal and vision of my business that that we know internally. And that, you know, again, I don't really talk about it publicly, but I have a number there and I break that number down by quarter. Okay, so I know that I'm on track. So at the end of those 90 days in that quarter, am I on track to meeting that number of how many people that I want to impact during the year? And at the end of each day, did I do something during that day that gets me closer to that number? And if I did, great. Okay, if I didn't, I look at what maybe got in the way of allowing me to do that. The next thing I do is I really look at how did I feel that day? Was I happy? Did I have a good time that day? How is my interaction with Amy, my wife? And, you know, how did I deal with any challenges that came up? So this is more of a reflective type of thing. And I do, again, track that in a journal that I'll share with you in just a second. Now, as far as tracking what my priorities are, as well as any kind of insights and notes that come up during the day, and also what I got done that day, I use the 90X planner. It's the 90X planner. This was referred to me by my friend Jim Fortin, who has been on the podcast here before. And this is where I track my priorities. So I write down my priorities for the day. And then I'm also tracking as I'm getting them done. And any kind of insights and notes that I have during the day, throughout the day, I track them in this planner. So again, that's the 90X planner. I also started doing a gratitude journal, and I took this from Craig Ballantyne's Perfect Day Formula book. Now, Craig was also has been on the podcast here before. We're talking about how he uses Instagram stories to sell high ticket in-person live workshops, which was very well received by all of you. I got a lot of responses around that. So anyway, he's got a gratitude journal as part of his Perfect Day Formula kit, and I jot down and note in 5 different categories here. So number 1, what I'm grateful for. Number 2, people who made a difference for me that day. Number 3, what did I learn? Number four, what my achievements were. And then number five is what's my number one priority for tomorrow? And so I don't get too crazy here, but I just list out some sort of bullet points here about what I'm grateful for, who made a difference that day for me. I mean, and that could be, you know, just anybody. That could be the checkout person at Whole Foods. God knows I'm there. I'm there a lot. What I learned that day. And again, this doesn't have to be work related. This could be anything. I list out some achievements. And then also, what is my number one priority for tomorrow? Then I also do a brain dump because my brain never stops. It does not shut off. It's going all the time. And so I get it all out of my brain at the end of the day. And again, I list out my top priorities there for the next day. I list the number one there in my gratitude journal. And then I also use the 90X planner there to get those top priorities out. I don't go too crazy. I don't do more than say three or four top priorities for the day. Now, this may seem like this is going to take a long time. It really doesn't. You know, the tracking and the reflection part doesn't have to take long. It can be like 15 minutes. Okay. So I know it sounds like, whoa, Rick, you do a lot of stuff there. It really doesn't. You know, once I kind of get into this, the rhythm of this, this has really helped me overcome that struggle of like, you know, did I do enough and feeling like, you know, today was enough. Now, granted, I know a lot of this is going to have to be reevaluated when my baby girl comes into this world later this year. But, you know, this process here has really helped me. And I know that I'll use the foundation of this when I become a dad and my schedule goes out the window for a while. So that's how I have dealt with it. And that's how I've overcome that feeling. Now, let's dive into what members of my mastermind, the mastermind that I'm in, had to say about how they handle this when they get to the end of the day. And I'm just going to kind of share each person here. Again, I'm not going to name who it is, but I'm just going to share their thoughts. So one person said, recently, I've been setting the intention or outcome for myself at the beginning of the day. And if I get this done, then today was a success for that person. Another person said, I'm a list maker. Each workday, I make a list of what needs to get done. And if it's all crossed off, I've been quote unquote successful. Another person said, more and more, it's about whether I felt good that day, whether I felt happy, because I know success follows that feeling. So that's kind of my barometer. I love that one. Did I feel good that day? Was I happy that day? Because, you know, success follows happiness. So this person's barometer is, do they feel good? Were they happy? Another person said, I use my daily output booster to map out my day each and every day. Basically, it's a list of five things to achieve. And then this person does what they call the three R's. Now, this is at the end of the day. They reflect, what went well? What should I write down to remember for tomorrow? The second R is rest. Take a moment to breathe and rest. And the third R is reset. Ask what parts of me need to come out more in my next space to be successful. I like that one a lot. So the three R's there, reflect, rest, and reset. Another person says, I schedule 30 minutes of reflection time at the end of each day. It's so helpful to reflect on what I did, how I felt about it, and what challenges occur. So this is something that I've kind of taken on too, based on my friend here who is in my group. And I found this very, very helpful. Again, I don't do full 30 minutes, but this is what that person does. Another person said, I identified three strategic objectives for the year, and then we created projects to support them. And then each day they move forward a little bit. So this person feels successful knowing these things are getting done. This person also keeps a really short list, which really helps a lot, not setting, you know, so many high expectations for that day. They also grade themselves at the end of each day for how they interacted with each of their family members. This person says if they can keep relationships strong while moving forward on the stuff, quote unquote, of life, that's their highest priority. I love that. Another person said, I ask, did I complete a task that gets me toward the bigger picture vision, including enjoying the ride? And if the answer is yes, then they did enough, or at least they did an important part of something for them and their business. Another person said, I do a list of three every day. So their to-do list is just three things. One chunk might be following up. One might be content creation. And the last might be, say, a rough draft of a project. That way it gets done. They keep it really simple. They also say at the end of the day, they ask, what did I do really well today? Rather than what are the endless things that I didn't get to or didn't work out. So they keep it positive, each ending each day with a quick appreciation and celebration of the day of being well done, because there's always something to celebrate. So they're focusing on the positive rather than anything, you know, any kind of challenges that came up during the day. Another person says they create a list each day, prioritizing what must get done and a few extra tasks to complete if the productivity gods are shining on them. If they complete all the quote unquote must tasks and a few extra, they feel like the day was a success. Another person says, I set three big goals for the day. You can kind of see a commonality here, right? Some consistency. They're keeping the number of big goals for the priorities for the day to very a short list, maybe three or four. So this person says, I set three big goals for the day and try to get them done by noon. These are three goals that directly relate to my three goals for the next 90 days. And then the afternoon is saved for interviews or little to-dos, et cetera. That's just how they set their day up. And then finally, this last person says, I have a special section of my notebook where I write moving forward every morning. Currently, I have four projects I'm moving forward. So under that task, I list all four of the projects and what one thing I'm going to do that day to make sure that they all inch closer to completion. If there's a check mark by each of them at the end of the day, it was a win. That way, I don't get sucked into all the day-to-day maintenance of stuff. All right, there you have it. Some tips on determining whether it was a successful day for you at the end of the day. Like I said, this was a struggle for me for a long time. And the more people I talked about this to, it was common for them as well. So, which is why I wanted to devote a quick tip episode here in the podcast and share these insights with all of you here. I'd love to hear from you if this is a challenge for you and, you know, how do you overcome this? How do you deal with the whole, you know, was today successful or not? Shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. I'd love to hear from you and how you handle this sort of thing. And I really hope this was helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate it. And listening to the podcast, I appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for episode 203.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.